on WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I was talking with Mayor Mineta off the air about how important local government is and how important it is to, you know, kind of stay up to date. How do you do that? Well, you do that by tuning into us, staying on social media, paying attention to what's happening in your city. And you know, those meetings are streamed online on the City of Grand Haven's Facebook page. So you have another meeting tonight. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mariel. How are you?
I'm all right. I got to tell you.
If you're getting all your information from social media, make sure you have a big grain of salt with that.
You're right about that. I meant the City of Grand Haven's Facebook page. It's a good place to start.
That's a better answer.
And, you know, that would be a good place to start. But I have to ask, Snowmelt's been working overtime, man.
Yeah, it's been doing its job. You know, it's not a real warm system. Like when snow falls, it takes a while to melt, but it does melt and goes away. If you look around town and if you've been watching the city clear snow, you know, like other areas, we have to push all the snow in the middle of the street and then get the big front end loaders and the big trucks and haul it away, because in the commercial districts, there's nowhere to put the snow. You know, at home, you can shovel it into the parkway, you know, between the sidewalk and the road. If you're a business somewhere, it's a little harder to do, because usually you have a sidewalk frontage and then there is no parkway. And so in those areas, traditionally, we've always just piled it up and hauled it away. And it's very labor intensive, and it's hard on the streets and everything. And with the snow melt system, you know, it melts and goes away. It runs down the storm sewers. It doesn't require the use of heavy equipment, and you're not scraping up the roads. And you don't get the freeze-thaw cycles either. You're always in the thaw condition, and you never have the deep ice penetrating the pavement where it starts to break up the pavement. So, yeah, it's been a big benefit to the downtown. Plus, people like walking on it.
Yeah, have you seen the bill, though?
Well, not yet. So the bill will be coming, and it's going to be a larger bill, because it's been a cold winter and it's been running hard.
It has been running hard.
And that bill is paid, a portion of it is paid by the city, but most of it is paid through assessments on all the property owners downtown. And so we pay for a portion, I think like 20% or something like that. And the rest of it is all borne by those merchants downtown. So if you're shopping downtown, you know, you should appreciate that they're providing the money to pay for keeping this thing going.
I love it.
And so it's a very nice system, and it's a very efficient system is for what it does. And it does the job. It just doesn't do it super fast, but it does the job.
Well, that's good.
Yep. And we're benefiting from it this winter.
I always say when I win the lottery, snow melt for everyone.
There you go.
You have a meeting tonight. There's a public hearing on a proposed zoning change that's tied to the planned development at 1500 Coyman Avenue. What's that about?
So Mike Wester is the owner of this property. He's also developed some property over on Verhooks, over near by the railroad tracks near Lakeshore Middle School.
Oh, yeah.
And he built some live-work units and some, they're units which are semi-industrial. It's like Marushka has one of the units over there.
Oh, yeah.
Mike has one over there.
Sure.
And he's built those units over there on property, and he's building something somewhat similar but with a more residential component over on Kuhiman. Kuhiman is that street. It's over near where Grab and Roofing used to be, where Fritz Auto Body is.
Okay.
It's that street there, and so he's got a piece of property there. A portion of that property has some wetland on it that he can't develop. Like a quarter of it has that, and the rest of it he's trying to develop. And he got approval for that from the Planning Commission. He started work on it, and he's run into some issues that he's found that the zoning has created something of an obstacle for him for getting the financing he needs. So he wants to change it to a planned development.
Okay.
And so the plan development rules are a little different, and the perception with the lenders is a little different. But he has to provide like a public benefit with that, and that's so this patch of wetlands that he's got left there, he's going to create like a little viewing station for bird watching and such.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And so the whole thing is about him, a project he's already working on, but he's going to it's going to make it easier for him to complete the project with the zoning change.
Okay.
But plan development is usually reserved for zoning for a project that can't really be accomplished through conventional zoning, but which has a public benefit to it if you allow it to proceed. So mm-hmm. it gives flexibility in the zoning ordinance. So that's what he's looking for.
Okay.
And so it went to the Planning Commission. They held a public hearing and had quite a bit of discussion about it. And they voted to advance it to City Council to approve a preliminary development plan.
All right.
If we approve it, we have to vote on it twice, this in a future meeting,
mm-hmm.
because this is a change to the zoning ordinance. And then it would go back to Planning Commission for a final approval, because there's details that they would have to approve.
Okay.
But that's kind of what that's about. So it's really a project that's already has already begun, but they've run into some snags.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we're trying to see if we can make this thing come through.
Okay.
So that's what the public hearing is about, and then we'll follow that up with our resolution for making that change.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the things that is on here, and it's kind of buried in the consent agenda.
In fact,
we may want to talk about it more than is permitted under consent agenda, is all these budget amendments. There's an item F on here, which has, if you look at the attachment in our packet, there's mm-hmm. about 5 pages of budget adjustments. So what budget adjustments are, when we adopt our budget, we have all the projections for revenue and for expenses and our best estimates and all that,
mm-hmm.
and we do a budget that balances all those things so we know we have enough funds to pay for all the things we expect to do. And then as the year goes on, you find that revenues are a little different, expenses are a little different.
Right.
And so you adjust your budget, and you do that on a kind of an ongoing basis, and you adopt budget amendments to true that up as you go, so that you always know where you're at
mm-hmm.
in terms of your finances and whether you have enough money, whether things are coming in better, whether you can do something more than you had expected.
Okay.
And so there's a whole bunch of those. And
I appreciate you bringing that up, because that's so over my head.
And it's
agendas are over my head to begin with.
And it's pretty neutral, too.
Okay.
It's not like we're suddenly having a whole bunch of extra money or a big deficit. It's not that. But what is buried in there is this discussion we've had about plowing the sidewalks.
Okay.
So the sidewalk plowing, we dropped that 2 years ago as a budget cut.
Okay.
To try to balance the budget.
Sure.
Because we were struggling with balancing the budget, and that's one of the things. I don't think anybody thought it was a great idea at the time. It was just we did it. We had reservations about it. And no, it wasn't a great idea. But we did it because we were trying to balance the budget and live within our means. And then the problem that you get into is when you have heavy snows, and this year has been really bad,
mm-hmm.
is that now people walk in the streets. There is an ordinance that says property owners are responsible for clearing the sidewalk in front of their property. And you know, some do, some don't.
How do you enforce that?
It's a difficult one to enforce. You could go around, write everybody tickets, but we don't do that.
How do you enforce that? What if they're not physically able?
That puts primary responsibility on property owners, and then the city picks up like a secondary responsibility. It's like an additional service just to make life easier. And so if people aren't clearing their sidewalks, then we come through and we plow. And the plowing isn't as good as if you did it yourself, but it's good enough to get people out of mm-hmm. the street, because mm-hmm. now we have pedestrians walking in the street, and that's dangerous.
Yeah.
So buried within these budget adjustments is the move of money from some other accounts or some other line items to help pay for getting back on track with sidewalk plowing.
Wonderful.
So assuming that we pass that, then mm-hmm. we can restart that within the next week or so.
Good, because we got 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah. Well, you know, I heard about Punxsutawney Phil.
Yep.
It made me think about a big pot of groundhog stew or something like that. You know, that'd warm me up for the rest of the
year. Oh, Mayor Mendetza, hey, I see there'll be a Black History Month proclamation.
Yes, there will.
Okay. This was interesting. Now, you'll also have a report from the Loudoun District Library from Ellen Peters, which will be great.
Yep.
They're doing great things over there. But a Bird City designation.
So we've been asked to be like a Bird City USA type thing. So it'd be a designation. It's being promoted by the local Audubon Society.
I love this.
And so it's something that, you know, we're on a migratory route for birds. You know, they go north and south, right up the lake shore, and so Harbor Island and the mouth of the Grand River, all this is right part of a migratory route, and we've got a lot of natural features in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So bird watching is a big deal here.
And, I'm a big birder, yeah.
There's a lot of enthusiasm, and so the local Audubon Society approached us about, let's be a bird city.
Well, I love it.
And it's not a financial obligation for the city. It's more of a recognition. It's kind of like our Tree City USA
It'd
thing.
It'd be nice to have a sign, though, somewhere. Yeah, you think you'll have a sign?
I'm sure there'll be a sign.
Okay.
Usually a sign recognizing these things.
Yeah, I love that.
Kind of like, you know, we have Tree city signs and that sort of thing. So, yeah, so that'll be an interesting one. And
I think that's great.
Be a little presentation on that, and then a resolution to adopt that on our consent agenda.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, yeah, and then the other stuff we have on here is a little more cut and dried. But one thing that is on here on our new business is an extension for the approvals for that hotel that was proposed up by Grand Landing up there north of Culver's in that area, because they came to us a year ago and they got they proposed a extended stay hotel up there, and then they went through the planning commission, they went through the city council for adjusting, because that's all planned development in that area, and so that requires it required basically going through that process again.
Yeah.
So we made all those approvals, and then they had 12 months to get the project rolling. And that 12 months actually ended about 2 weeks ago.
Really?
So now they have basically run out of time on that approval. So they're, and we've been wondering, you know, is this going to happen or not? You know, what's their plans? And it seemed to be, we stay in touch with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They say, yeah, we're going to do that. But there doesn't seem to be any real urgency to the project.
Hmm.
So now they've come and asked for an extension.
Another 12-month extension.
12-month extension. And, you know, there's really no reason for us to say no. I mean, it's just private parties on private property. And so unless we wanted to withdraw approval of having a hotel there, which we could, we're not obligated to extend it.
Are you going
to
do that, you think?
Well, I don't know why we would say no, honestly. Basically, we'd be saying that, all the public benefit and all the economic development, all the reasons that we approved in the first place, we don't believe in anymore. And we could say that. Or we could just give them time and ask for regular updates.
I would think regular updates.
I think it'd be nice of them. We can't really demand a bond or anything like that.
No, no.
We can't force them to build, but we could continue, allow the approval to continue for a while longer and then see, at some point, they either have to do it or not.
Yeah.
So I don't really see a downside to it for us, other than sure it would be nice to know what's going on up there.
Yeah, maybe if they could update you every 90 days or something.
Yeah,
that would help, you know?
Like I say, we stay in touch with them. There's never anything formal, but they're always encouraging, say, oh, yes, and here they are asking for an extension.
Yeah.
So, like I say, I don't really see a reason to say no, but by the same token, I don't want us to be spinning our wheels on something that's not going to happen.
But I agree.
They say they're going to do it. They want the extension. They have spent a lot of money on this already. They had to go through some environmental studies. They had to go through some layout work.
Planning
commission. So they have invested in this process. So it's not like there's nothing to it. There's something to it.
Yeah.
So that's there. And there's a couple other things on here. Contract with the Chamber of Commerce for some
of the programs.
Things. Like tomorrow when they're doing the Paul Isley forecast, tomorrow morning. That's one of the things that they do. We would be supporting that sort of thing.
Good.
And
I wish they would tape those, though, so that I could hear them afterwards.
They're always really good, too.
I know. They need to tape those and play them back so people can. Paul Isley is great.
I go every year, and he does very specific surveys and predictions for our community.
Yes.
So it's very localized.
Yeah.
And he's always very realistic.
Yeah, he is. And he's from Grand Valley. Yeah,
he's from
Grand Valley.
Yeah, so I enjoy those.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that is just a contract just to kind of talk about the programs that the chamber does.
And then we want to do a resolution to start the engineering services for our 7th Street project.
Yep, with Auburn Marsh.
That's a huge project.
Yeah.
That's going to be they've been projecting $7.5 million on that project.
Yeah.
And so the engineering is going to be very detailed because all of the underground infrastructure needs to be redone.
Jeez.
And it'll interact with the Columbus Street rebuild as well. So, it's going to be a big, complex project. But when it's done, it's going to be great, and it's going to be like one of those 50-year roads. It's going to have to be something we won't have to deal with again other than routine maintenance for a long period of time. And that's also going to tie in with the Centertown Visioning Plan that we're doing right now.
Yes. I had a story on that last week and put a link in there for people to take that survey. It doesn't take that long to take that survey.
No, it doesn't take that long.
Everybody needs to do that.
It's a good idea to chime in if you have an opinion.
Yeah, I would agree.
Let us know.
I would agree.
It's because if we're going to rebuild the street, we want to make sure that we do it the way that the community wants it done and the way that benefits the people who have properties there.
Now, I know there's a delay on Chinook Pier. That's been pushed back to August. The farmer's market's going to stay put, correct?
Yes.
And then mini golf will be open as well? Was I right on that?
We're going to reopen that. There was no plans, and in fact, there was nothing in our budget for it. But there was no particular plans for opening it. But there's no reason to have it closed either.
If
there's no reason to have that area just sit totally idle.
I agree. Yeah.
If it's not under construction.
Right. Right. So what are you looking for? I got 1 minute left. What, I don't know. What are you looking forward to this summer in the city of Grand Haven? Spring and summer, warm weather.
Yeah, warm weather would be nice.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like it hot. I mean, I'm not a fan of really hot, humid weather.
I know, but geez.
But, you know, I'm kind of tired of this. I've had enough.
It's been exhausting, and it takes so long to get anywhere, and then having to shovel or plow or do whatever, and by the time, I am ready for spring. Six more weeks.
Well, you know, if you didn't see a shadow, it'd only be a month and a half.
I'll see you later.
All right,
thanks for being here. Mayor Bob Minetza. Take us.